Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know who it be. It's Teddy P.
Teddy P.
Teddy P.
What's going on, Teddy P. Bro? What's going on, bro?
Uh-oh. She's singing for you. She's singing for y'all. Hear that? Mm.
Oh, baby.
That's it for tonight, man. I can't sing no more. No, can't do that.
You don't sing no more, man. You don't give him too much.
Nah, I can't give him too much. Not right now.
Not right now. Merry Christmas. Mm-mm.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yes. Ladies, this is what I want you to do. If you're listening online, dial in 646-716-6977. And if you're online, I need y'all to press the number one right now, because tonight's topic is going to be a topic that I know we all have been through. Okay? We're going to just jump to the topic because it's that real. You feel me? And I know everybody got something to say about it. Yes. Tonight's topic is new relationships and the haters that come with it. Well. We're going to talk about haters that just aren't happy with your new relationship status. Anybody feel me on that? I mean, I want to know what y'all got to say about it and what y'all been through and what do you do to eliminate it. So we're going to start with Teddy.
Oh, gosh. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Teddy, how do you deal? First of all, congratulations on your new relationship. Congratulations.
Thank you much.
Hey.
I'm almost 2 months strong, but thank you very much.
Yes. So we're going. This is definitely a good topic. How when you got in your relationship? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the outsiders. Like, what was your experience with that? With the outsiders?
I mean, my outsiders was like this. They was honestly happy for me because they knew the hell I went through in past relationships and. You know, how the females at that time treated me, and they was genuinely happy. I didn't have nobody, and to this day, I'm glad I ain't got nobody coming to me trying to break up my happy home. They see me happy. They see me content. You know what I'm saying? They see I have my queen, so leave the king be. King ain't going to mess up her kingdom. You feel me? So haters is going to hate. Let them hate. Go grab 10 more for me. I congratulate you.
All right, well, have you ever been through that? Have you ever been through a new relationship and you had people coming at you like, oh, you can't date this person,
I've had it happen before in a past, you know, relationship. And I dealt with it like this. I'm like, they gonna hate. They don't want to see me happy and they don't want to see you happy. So I'm not going to give them what they want. I'm going to make my relationship work. If it don't work, it's because of me or, you know, at that time, the person I was dealing with. And it goes for the one I'm in now. It's strong. We got haters. But I'm not going to let nobody mess it up. And neither is she. How you feel, bro? And congratulations on your new relationship. You know, shout out to your girl.
and just put me in the wag. Hello. Hello.
Got to. You do it to me. I got to. Congratulations to you and yours as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello. You know, just caught me off guard, you know.
Get it together.
Did you catch it? What was your question?
Oh, my goodness. How do you deal, brother, how do you deal with these haters, these females that is mad at you because you finally found the person that you want to be with, or the person found you, and y'all happy, and y'all trying to build y'all, you know, new relationship? How do you feel about them ones that's hating on your parade?
If you're under the age of 18,
okay,
I suggest you hang up the phone right now, because what I'm about to say may be graphic and it may mess your life up for the rest of your life. Okay?
Okay.
Fuck 'em.
Hell.
Fuck 'em. Being what I do, you know, me and you, you know, we're like public figures. That's what they call us. And, you know, we got women at us a lot. You know, it's a lot of women that's out there that swear they can do you better than what the other woman can do. They can treat you right. They can whine you. They can dine you. They can make you feel like a king. They can rub your crusty feet. They can massage your poo-poo when you need it to be massaged. Your titties need to be waxed. You can wax your titties. You can shave the pussy hair off my booty. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to doing all that, when it comes down to practicing what they preach, they need to be fired from the ministry.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So when you get, okay, prime example, when my relationship status went up, I already knew what it was when it went up. And not just this relationship, but in every relationship that I have been in.
Yeah.
I already knew what was up. Because there's always that one person that's like, oh, you full of shit. I can't believe you. What happened? I thought it was going to be me and you. And woo, 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 woo. And riff, 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 riff. And rah, rah.
Oh, damn.
And all
okay.
This stuff.
Sound like
tell
two
you,
cats and a dog fighting. Jesus.
But this is my whole thing about the situation. If you could do all the things that you say you was going to do, you would be with me. It wouldn't be nobody else's name or nobody else's arm on my shoulder, in my heart, in my life. It'll be you. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, they only hate on you because they're miserable themselves. They don't have a life. They want to mess with somebody else's life because they're not happy. You know what I'm saying? They want to spread rumors about you. You know what I'm saying? So your person won't like you. You know what I'm saying? Because they not happy with their life and what's going on in their life.
Right.
Like I said in the beginning, fuck them. That's how I look at the situation. Because I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be with who I want to be with, when I want to be with them. I don't care if I met this woman yesterday. If I want to be with her a day after, I'm going to be with her because I want to be with her. Not because everybody feel like, oh, you rushing it. You know, that's the number one hater line right there. Man, don't you think you rushing it? Don't you think you rushing it, Shawty? No, I think you rushing it coming up out of my face. Going to tell me what you think I'm going to do with my life. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again. What my words say here? Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Look, sorry, babies, if you're online, you're too young. You know what I'm saying? You can't hear this. Fuck them. Fuck them. If you don't like me cussing, fuck you, too. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at the whole situation. Because, man, it's crazy out here, man. The world will be so much better. The world will be so much better, tell you for real, for everybody stayed in their place and mind their own motherfucking business, man.
Right, but you know they not. You know somebody got to be in somebody's business.
Well, they need to mind their own goddamn business, need to get their own business, and then maybe somebody will wipe them.
Well,
all up in my motherfucking cornflakes with no milk, bitch. And then you trying to come over here to my cornflakes with some almond milk. No, you need to come with some 2% milk. Girl, almonds don't even have titties, bitch. I'm going to need y'all to stay over there.
You was hungry. You was talking about cornflakes and 2% milk.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, this is my time for snack, honey.
With some bananas?
Yes. You know, this is my time for a snack. I'm sorry, you know.
I know, right? Well. I'm going to have me some food as soon as I get off this phone.
Don't have some, honey. But, yeah, y'all ladies, press that number one. We definitely want to hear how y'all feel about the new relationships and the haters. Definitely a good topic. There's a whole bunch of y'all on here. So, come on. Talk to us. Talk to Casey and Teddy. Have you ever been in a situation when you're in a new relationship and that one person just nags you? Oh, I heard this about her. Or you ever been that relationship? You ever been that person? You got your new boo, and it's like, you need not to rush it, girl. Girl, you need to take your time. Or have you been with something like a new relationship, and then you got your family like, I don't like her. It's something about her. Something about her I just don't like. She gonna hurt you. Come on, ladies, press that number one. We want to talk to you. Come on.
Come on in the room.
Yes, press the number one. Don't be scared. It's a couple of y'all on here now. I'm going to start pressing the number one for you.
Randomly select somebody.
You know I will.
Pick the fourth one on there.
Pick the fourth one.
The fourth one.
Yeah, I better
one.
Press the number one, ladies, because I'm coming for you. Yeah, I know, KC. I will, girl. I'll make sure everybody say something tonight.
Catch y'all for it. I didn't know you were going to press number one. Well, we
exactly.
did.
Exactly. Everybody on that little thing like, I'm ready for the show tonight. Y'all ready for the show? Press the number one. Cause this is a topic. I know everybody done been through this, man. A hater, when you get with your new boo. Come on now, we done been through it, man. Vent, man, tell us how you feel about it. So, Teddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boo.
Hey, sexy.
I'm going to bend you over, honey. I'm going to show them.
I done told you. Damn it.
What you say?
You heard me. I'm over here rolling my neck in some more shit.
I'm ready to roll my neck, honey.
Oh, God, don't do that, people. Don't do that, boo-boo.
Roll my neck.
And snap your fingers 2 times.
I'm always snapping my fingers, man.
I know. Snap, snap.
Mm-mm, honey. I'm going to need you not to get high on me. That was not cute. Hated that. Yes. Somebody just asked me, hold on, before we go into that. Are you cold? So let me ask you another question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just asked me, why do people hate on stud for stud? But they accept femme for femme.
That's a good question. And I need to answer it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they want both of us to answer it.
Well, I mean, my opinion on it is, I guess they see two studs dressed the same, hat to the back or whatever, fade, whatever, you know, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect for them not to be in a relationship. I mean, once you take off their clothes, they got the same thing. They bleed every month like fams do. Let them be happy. Shit. They can love each other like two fams can. Why people got to hate on them? at the end of the day, they women.
Mm-hmm.
They might like to be penetrated or whatever, but let them do them. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. Let them love. Let them live.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel, brother?
Honey.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I think people feel that way, and I'm going to tell you where I feel that way. Okay? How I feel about the situation. This is my whole thing. You feel what I'm saying? First of all, I support everybody that wants to do whatever they want to do. Disclaimer. Mm. You know? But I ain't got to be down with it. You know what I'm saying? I support everybody. You know, you already know I support you. I don't care if you out there having sex with Billy Ghost and Mooses, honey. I support you. If that's what you want to do. Yes, if that's what you want to do, girl, you go out there and you go ahead and hump them Billy Ghosts and them Mooses, honey, because, you know, it is what it is. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But me personally, I don't want to see no two nigga bitches fucking. You know what I'm saying? I want to see two stiletto flavor pussies getting it in, humping each other, making noise. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be over there looking over there, and they be like, yeah, baby, what's up? Yeah, daddy. No, daddy, you tell me what to do. No, you tell me what to do, daddy. shit, man. Damn, bitch. Your motherfucking Timberland all up in my pussy. No, baby, that's my motherfucking Jordans. What?
Yo.
Honey. I love you, stud for studs. I have friends that are stud for studs. But look, I can't be with no nigga bitch. I love stiletto flavored pussy, honey. I love it. Merry Christmas. Stiletto flavored pussy for Casey. And I know why people don't like it, because it's not the norm. You get what I'm saying? But who say the norm always got to be right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You love who you like. You say you love who you love. Like I say, I support it. I can't mess with a stud, man. I've had studs try to, you know, approach me or whatever, and I flirt with them because I'm a natural flirt. You know, hey, boo-boo, you know what I'm saying? I'm a natural flirt. But when it comes down to my relationship, I cannot be with another woman that's more dominant than me. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it because that's just like, you know what I'm saying? Hell, now, you know, an aggressive feminine, she wears stilettos and she fights, and that's sexy. Woo! Cuss me out, boo. But you a man, and you trying to cuss me out? Baby, I can't do it. Hated it, pineapples.
I'm not ready. No,
honey. We do have a caller. Let's get to this caller. Area code 218. I mean, area code 804-218. Talk to us. How do you feel about the new relationship and the haters that come with it, or the stud for stud conversation? How do you feel about it? Hello, area code 804-218. All right, ladies, press the number one. We definitely want to talk to you. I know. Y'all want to talk about the stud for stud too? Come on now, that's a hot topic too. You know what I'm saying? Talk about the new relationships and the haters that come with it. How do y'all feel about it? Let's go, Teddy.
Yeah, man.
Are you into lingerie, or are you into boy shorts, or are you into naked? Which one do you like the best?
I like all three. Shit.
I mean, but which one was you preferring to bed, though?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to get my baby naked, so I went, yeah, it's birthday suit. But if you come in the bed like that with the boy shorts or the lingerie, hey, you just set the mood. It's going to come on.
I hear that. You know, me personally, I prefer her to come to the bedroom fully clothed. Because when I'm done with her, I'm going to use my mouth, and I'm going to make sure I undress her the way she need to be undressed. And it's going to come off very quickly, very seductively.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
and she's gonna love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love being a fully clothed woman, honey. That's a challenge.
Yeah. Because
if you already knew, I'm like, where's the foreplay and the role play and all that? You know what I'm saying? Where is it? I want to be able to have some type of challenge with it. I want to be able to undress you, girl. Not come to the bed, boom, just jump right into it like slam. You know what I'm saying? Like that mean that if I'm jumping into it like slam, that mean that just cut off about 20 minutes of foreplay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I want all the time, damn it.
Yeah, just come with some clothes on, baby. You can come on with your stool and leave those stilettos on, them red bottoms, leave them on, baby. Lord. I had a moment.
I know, Jesus.
I had a moment. Ladies, y'all press the number one. Press the number one. Keep that one a pressing. I see
come
a couple
on,
of y'all that press the one and then unpress it. Y'all pressing number one for me. So we can talk, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Teddy. I don't know. They're getting a little scared on here tonight.
I don't know why. I know they got. I want to hear some opinions, man. We want to hear what y'all got to say on it. You know, we here for you. Voice your opinions, man.
I know. I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
What's they normally the talk. Even if it's nothing but one person, Lord.
Right.
They're a little scared tonight. Let me find out. Like they ain't never been through it. I ain't never had no hater try to take their boo away from them. Whoa, the home record. Air code 804-218. Let's go.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Nothing but one person, Lord.
Hello?
Right?
Yeah, hello?
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 Like they never been through it. I ain't never had no hater.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
That's a playback.
I see.
Let's go. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
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 It's technical difficulties going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, Lord.
Whoa, that was off the chain.
Yeah, that was the technical difficulties, ladies.
Where are you, cool? Wait, come on, ladies. Pressing number one, ladies. We're talking about new relationships and the haters that it come with. Area code 202484. How you feel about it? Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Casey? This is Miss Ferris calling in from D.C.
Hey, girl.
Hi, how you doing, babe? I have something to say about the relationship. You're so stupid. Okay, first and foremost, I feel like as long as you're happy, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Your parents, your nobody, friends, I don't care if you've known them for 18 years. As long as you're happy, matters. Any haters, groupies, of course everyone knows you have groupies every goddamn
mm-hmm.
way. Nobody cares. And if somebody got a problem or something to say about it, as you said earlier, bleep them.
Fuck them.
Exactly. My whole thing is I don't understand why people get in anybody else's business anyway. First of all these females that I know that come at you, if this is the case, if they're mad, why haven't they've been in your life, or why haven't y'all been dating, or why don't y'all have pictures on Facebook or Instagram together? That's what I want to know.
Boom.
There it is.
There it is. Bow. Boom.
I'm just saying, I want to know.
I want to know, too. When you let me know.
Maybe I didn't fram some chicken or something. I don't know. I just
well, go eat. Damn, go eat.
you don't know why do you think that is? I said, since you don't exactly know, what do you think? What is your opinion? Why do you think that is?
Why do I think? Okay, elaborate. Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Okay, why do you think the people who swear up and down that you're supposed to be their boo, why haven't I seen them on any of your Instagram, Facebook pictures, but this particular very sexy one lady that I love to death? Other than her, I've seen none of these groupies on anything.
Mm.
So well, I just want to know, why do you think these itches is hating? That's all.
Itches.
I think because, I don't know, I think that they're just dumb, you know, like, because if for real, if they wanted me the way they say they wanted me, they would give me the time, 100% time, just like she gave it to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Exactly. And
she made her effort, she made an effort, and she stuck with it, and she actually proved it to me. This is not no Facebook thing, like, you know what I'm saying, like, she's proved it to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I went with the best choice. Like any smart person would have done, they would have went with the best choice.
Yep. I agree with you, bro. I agree with you.
I couldn't have said it. I think that was a nice choice, too. She's a very attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm.
They look so good together. Yes, they do. That's a fact.
Don't say they look so good.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm having a moment over here, Jesus.
I can't stand y'all.
Maybe think of me and my baby. We look so good together. So do my body. Oh,
dude, I love it. I think that was the best choice you could have made.
Right. And she didn't had some stuff now. We ain't got no time for the show.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You said I had some stuff.
You had some issues, man. So, look, I can vouch for myself, and you already know I had some issues, too. But I had to sit back, take a minute, and I got who I want and love, and she loved me, and it is what it is. I'm going to have haters, and so is she, but we ain't going to let nobody get in our way.
And now congratulations to you, too, Teddy.
Thank you very much. My baby's so pretty.
I know, right? We got some sexy ones this time, man.
She's
we
so
got
pretty.
Some sexy ones this time. I don't know what the hell was going on in the past, honey, but I can honestly say we got some sexy ones on our shoulder now. Man, we can smile and be like, whoa.
If she can make me smile every day, and I'm a hard person to make smile, if you can look at my pictures on Facebook, I don't smile for shit. But ever since she came into my life, I got a constant smile on my face.
They about to be mad. Why y'all doing that? Y'all know this about y'all. They about to blow y'all up.
in the words of my brother, fuck them. I don't care.
Fuck them.
Just remember, if they don't like
the fact that we are happy, delete yourself from my Instagram and Facebook. Don't call me. Because I'm not going to pick up the phone. I'm just saying.
And you know what, though? For real, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. If a person come into your life and they say, hey, let's be friends first. That's normally how it be when you first get, you know, when you first start to meet people. It's like, let's be friends first. If they really are my friend, if they are really my friend, they will congratulate me and say, hey, I took a loss. You know what I'm saying? You know, for real, they say I take a loss. If anything happened, you know, maybe we could pick up later on. You know, we don't know where it's going to be at. But for the meantime, I'm going to be the best friend I could be to you.
But
a real friend would stick around regardless of whatever.
I can't be a lost friend. Hello?
Hmm?
I just had one thing to comment on that. How can it be a loss if that's your friend or whatever y'all supposed to be? It's not a loss because if it was supposed to be, if y'all have known each other that long, y'all would have been instead of you and who you're with now.
Mm-hmm. But you know how girls do. They be like, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, they be like, okay, I lost this time or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they'll still be your friend. It'll still be, you know, let's throw away them feelings and let's work on a good friendship. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to say.
That's all lies. That shit away.
You know?
That's a lie.
And
They touch it under the bed, but they don't throw it away.
I mean, you, but you know what I'm trying to say, though.
Like,
if they really me and Teddy friend, you know what I'm saying? If they really want to be our friend, you know what I'm saying? They will congratulate us and move the fuck on and go find their own damn happiness and still be our friend. And they still want to be cool or whatever. But I'm the type of person, if I know you trying to holler at me or whatever, and I got me a little boo, you know what I'm saying? I got me a girlfriend, like, for real, like, I'm not going to really be too much comfortable, you know what I'm saying, talking to you too much, you know, unless you really proved to me that you a good friend. Like, we had that friend conversation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that don't give you that friend conversation. It just to be like, hey, let me fuck. When you going to come over here and bring me backwards? Like, I can't be friends with somebody like that. But if I was going through something, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, and they was there for me, why not? You know, it's...
Well, I enjoy talking with you guys. I just want to listen to all the ratchetness that's about to come through. So you guys have a blessed night.
Oh, Lord Jesus, pray for me.
I'm praying right now, as we
speak.
Thank you. Are you ready? Don't say you wasn't ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Uh-oh, especially this next call. Lord.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, there you go. 443-810. Talk to us.
Don't play with me. You talking about especially this caller? Don't play with me. You already know who it is. Teddy. Teddy. Casey. Let me tell y'all, y'all would get ready to be mad at me because by the time I looked at my clock, I was like, oh, shit, it's 11:25.
Oh,
shit. Yeah. What was the topic?
Damn.
The topic is new relationships and the haters that come with it.
Guys, I mean, what's somebody hating on your relationship already, Casey? Damn. What the fuck is going on?
Who said it was my... it was just a topic.
Oh. Casey, I want to say congratulations on your relationship. You look so happy when your picture after you posted today. You ugly, but the picture...
God damn.
Shut up.
She just said you ugly.
Shut up. I know, right?
That's just mean. That's just mean. You just mean. I know, but you said it so forcefully, though.
Hurt my little feelings a little bit.
Okay, we get ready to flip it. Teddy, you so ugly, but I don't know what the hell is going on with you. That's a whole other story.
It is what it is, pimping. I'm going to be pretty, so pretty.
I mean, Lord.
I mean, just me. I can't help it.
What do you mean to me, though? You know, you're not supposed to be mean to me. Like, no.
What?
No.
Who
is she supposed to be mean to me? What the hell?
Who the hell am I?
Is she get loud when I was on the radio? Like, what?
She got loud, man.
Y'all miss me. Y'all know y'all cannot go a day without talking to me. I don't know why. But, what was I getting ready to say? I don't even know what I was getting ready to say.
Teddy got quiet as a man.
Teddy, you know how Teddy gets in her corner. Teddy acts a little special and goes to her corner, so that's probably what
she... I'm going to go to my corner because Teddy know how to shut the hell up.
Teddy sure do.
Teddy ain't got nothing to say.
Y'all, I'm supposed to be answering the question. Shut up.
No, you're supposed to be answering how you feel about the topic.
Exactly. That's still a question.
Oh, God.
That's not a question. No, I gave
that
you
is a question.
Okay. All right, Miss Rainbow. Okay. How do you feel about,
gay,
you know, you said what?
Let me tell my name out there. I know I'm gay is all I was doing, but damn.
Gay.
You're getting a little feisty. You're getting too feisty over here. You feel me?
Haters going to be haters regardless. That's why they call haters, but I make haters my motivators. So... if you're just a hater, then I'm just going to cut you off because my relationship comes before the person that's fucking hating, like JC. But,
oh, my goodness, who hating on your relationship? Who? JC. It might be Teddy. Name case.
I ain't hating on nothing. Teddy don't hate on nothing and nobody.
I don't appreciate how you keep on Teddy under the bus, but.
Teddy got insurance, so Teddy ain't hating on nothing and nobody.
Teddy got insurance? What kind of insurance Teddy got?
Insurance.
I don't know. She, what?
But, yeah. That's crazy.
So how you feel about stud on stud and fams on fams? Like, how do you feel about that?
I'm not gonna lie, some of them sexy as shit. But stud on stud, I'm not gonna lie. I used to be like, ew, that's nasty. That's just gross. I did used to think that. But now, I think that, like, I don't know. I think it's okay because at the end of the day, you still a female, you still gay. At the end of the day, you still gotta. So, I mean.
What is that?
You know what I mean, Casey. You're freaking.
What is a. What is that? I don't know what that is.
At the end of the day, you got a pussy like I got a pussy. You bleed the way I bleed. So, guess what? If I feel as though I'm attracted to you and I feel as though I love you, then we make it official that we're going to be together. Then we just together. It shouldn't be no label on it.
So you a stud on
person stud. Is a person. I'm not no fucking stud on. Casey, do I look like a fucking stud here?
Oh.
All right, Casey, if I look like a stud, you look like a fucking femme with heels on. Now play with me.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. Fucking fag. I can't stand you.
Did she call me a fag? Like, oh, my God, all this vulgar language on the radio? Like, for real? Like.
Yeah.
What did I do to you? Like, seriously.
I'm angry today.
Why are you angry at me? Are you angry on bacon?
My mouth don't hurt today. It was hurting yesterday. It don't hurt today.
Why are you angry with me?
Because
what?
I can.
What?
Because I can.
You can't be angry with me because the KC didn't do nothing to you.
Have you ever had a threesome? Would you do it again? Why or why not?
Oh, my goodness. Who was that question for?
This one is his own page. I was just reading. I was on my Facebook. But I was getting ready to answer it.
Well, you go ahead and answer that, Teddy. Go ahead.
Answer what? What was the question?
Teddy was praying to teach you,
Justine. What question?
The threesome, man. All I heard was the threesome.
Hell no, nope, next.
Have you ever had a threesome? Would you do it again? Why not?
In my past, yes. In my present, no. In my future, no. I'm not going to share what's mine, and she not going to share me. What the hell?
Hell no.
I mean, but what's wrong with
Shazam?
Okay, I'm just
lying. Mm-hmm, no, ma'am. That was
hold
a magical thing. My cream, my whipped cream and cream of brulee. I'm saying my cheesecake was nobody, honey. That is my cream pie.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Did I stutter?
Okay.
I'm not sharing my boo with nobody because I'm selfish. And what's mine is mine. Now, if I go out and I allow somebody else to come into my bedroom, then I am accountable for all consequences that may happen after something may happen, okay? Because then you have that third party, and they're like, oh, my God, damn, her sex good. I got to fuck that up. And then you have what, bro? You have another hater. You know?
No, because then, what if they start liking each other at the end? Then what?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you have another situation that you got to deal with. If you would have never brought this chick in your bedroom, then you wouldn't have to worry about that. I've been there and I've done that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going through that no more because I actually like this one.
Now you can settle down and stop being a little hoe.
Who are you calling a hoe? Hello? Bruh, hold me back.
Oh, Lord.
I like you, Casey.
Did you call me a hoe, though?
I mean, it's the truth.
I have never been a hoe. If I'm with
you,
if I'm with you, my bro can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the one to get fucked up in the game. I always be hold on. I don't do no homework. I don't have time for that. I have asthma. Did I say this yesterday on the show? I have asthma, honey. I don't have enough breath to chase these hoes. You know what I'm saying? No, ma'am. I'm good with one. I'm good with one. Because I can't handle it. You said what?
I'm glad that you're happy, though.
Whatever. I don't believe you.
Whatever. You don't believe me. You know what? I'm not giving you another compliment. Now I'm back to being evil. When I try to be nice to your little ugly ass, you don't know what being nice means.
I got your ugly ass. Keep talking shit.
I sure will.
All right, keep talking shit. I'm going to throw Teddy on your ass in a minute.
But I don't care. I'm not scared of Teddy.
I ain't worried about you, neither.
And what the hell is up with her, girl? She is crazy tonight.
I don't know, man.
I'm not scared of Teddy. No, make me take a trip to the VA and you and Teddy.
When you be on your way to VA, I'll be on my way to Baltimore to see my queen. Thank you very much.
All right, well, then I'm going to stay in Baltimore.
Well, you can say
you just set yourself up for that one, Teddy. You just set yourself up for
that. Hold on, no, wait. No, it didn't. Because I ain't going to announce to the world why I'm in Baltimore. What the fuck I look like?
No, she didn't. I forgot I don't live in Baltimore no more. I keep forgetting I moved.
Thank you very much.
I keep forgetting I moved. I don't live too far, though, Teddy. I live in Annapolis, so.
Good for you. But you still ain't going to be able to find my light skinned ass.
Huh. I could spot your ass from a mile away. I see you.
Shit.
I want to have a orgasm for 3 or more hours. That sounds dead right on that.
Did you say something about an orgasm?
No. No.
Let me get out this line. All right, ladies.
You're trying to go.
You're
trying to go.
It's definitely time.
Hey, ladies, Miss Rainbow.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
I was about to recap some shit. You know what I'm saying? But, that was 2012, though. That was 2012. That was an awesome show, wasn't it, bro? That was an awesome show.
Yeah, man.
What'd you say? Yeah, man.
Take me to the water.
You stupid. All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She Zone Radio. Look, tomorrow's show has been canceled. We will pick it back up on Monday. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. Tell them how to get in contact with you.
Y'all can get in contact with me, facebook.com/thekingofVA. Or on Instagram, Teddy Bear _ the King of VA, all in caps.
And y'all know how to get in contact with me, KC, at all of social media, at JUSZKC, or Instagram _JUSZKC. It was a pleasure talking to you ladies. You know, y'all already know about She Pride 2014. It's going down. We got a whole lot of headliners. Thought last year was bananas. This year, oh my God, I can't tell y'all who coming. I can't give away Juice Box. I will give away Juice Box because I told you every month I would give you somebody new. So I will give away Juice Box. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, February, be listening to the show. I will be giving out tickets. I will be starting a ticket giveaway, so y'all definitely want to be here and listening to all a lot. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to She Zone Radio. Good night.
Good night.